When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of July 25th, 2023, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. Last News AF of July 2023. It's been a scorcher. And so let's go to our man on the scene, coming from the epicenter of the heat wave. Here he is, Pickleball's top influencer. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Doing great. Yeah, it is the epicenter of the heat wave here. We deal with it. Sometimes it doesn't feel too bad. You're like, oh, this doesn't feel bad if you're like in the shade and it's like well ventilated and there's a breeze and all of that. You're like, I can deal with this. And sometimes it is insanely hot. But you know what? I made my bed, and Arizona is beautiful from, I would say, November, December, January, February, March, April. We get six really good months right there.
Yeah.
And then even May is not too bad. And sometimes October is not too bad. So you could, it could be eight, almost, it could be 8 months, but definitely you get six really good months in there. And
you just need, you know, a summer home.
We've been shopping.
Yeah.
We have been shopping, to be honest. Where do we go? New Mexico. Here's our options.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a place like an hour and a half drive from here that is probably 15 to 20 degrees cooler. And it snows in the winter a little bit. Probably, Danny, about like a Provo, Utah climate.
Okay.
Hour and a half. And you can get like a, for the budget we want, you could probably get like a half acre lot with a, you know, a little house on it, or go to New Mexico, High Mountain, New Mexico, and get, I don't know, 100 acres with a river running through it and a bigger house, or go to Utah because that's where my family is, and just build something, on one of my parents' pieces of properties next to their house, like a little guest house on one of their things. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
What are the options? How close? Yeah. How close? Because do I want to fly or do I want to be able to drive?
You want to be able to drive.
And do I want to drive that quickly? Like an hour and a half is, to me, that seems like the most awesome. Like I could just like after this makes podcast be like, screw the heat. I'm
going to the summer home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but I don't know. Yeah. So that's all. That's, we've been debating, and also it's like, I've been playing the lotto like a lot.
Lotto. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I hope you get that sweet, sweet, summer home money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly. Private island money more. You'll know.
Can't drive there.
No, you can't drive there, but that's okay. Cause then I can probably charter a jet or a helicopter or both. Mm-hmm. Or
why not one to carry your luggage and one to carry you, or exactly. One to carry the kids, you one to carry you and Rachel.
Yes.
Nice.
I love that.
Perfect.
Tyson, I saw an article today about how in Arizona that doctors are having to treat patients who have fallen on the ground. And then they
burns.
Yes. Yes.
That is nasty.
I have heard stories of
the
bike
floor
riders
is lava
falling on the asphalt and then having third degree burns on their skin from laying on the asphalt too long.
Yeah.
So
I can't do it.
It is a thing for sure. But yeah, the worst we've ever had is the kids will like be running around in the backyard, which our backyard is fully shaded most of the day.
Nice.
But then they'll round to the corner of the house where it's not shaded. And be like, my feet are burning. Like, get back in the shaded part.
Yeah.
It's like a lesson you got to teach them. Like, if you challenged me, if you were like, Tyson, can you cross this desert filled with cactuses in 120 degrees with no shoes on? I know the way. You scamper from shadow to shadow. And that's
for sure. That's a Vin Diesel movie. The sun is coming up and everything's catching fire and he's trying to find the shadow.
Riddick?
Yeah, it's
Riddick,
like a Riddick. Yeah. That's what Arizona sounds like.
That is what Arizona is like. So there's that and what else? Yeah, so you can do that, or another barefoot trick is if you're on asphalt, get to the lines. The painted lines are much cooler than the asphalt.
Life hack.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So there's
a
few.
Life hack.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself stuck barefoot on the asphalt in Arizona, get to the shade or
white lines.
Step in the shade or step on white lines. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep,
that's it.
Until you can get to a helicopter that can take you to your private island.
Correct. Correct. Exciting times.
All right. Well, back with us, a man who could fly that helicopter to the private island. Here is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
On family vacation.
At the compound.
I'm at the compound. We're being re-educated after a year.
After a year away from the family. Listen.
Consolidate, re-educate, and then repopulate.
Danny.
Yeah.
You're famous for having a lot of siblings who listen to this show.
Yes.
Do they still listen?
Yeah.
And are they excited that you are recording on location in a room right next to where they are? Is that exciting for them?
No. My only hope is that someone doesn't burst in here. That's always my biggest fear. Like, there's so many kids and the kids just are going everywhere and destroying everything. You can't stop it. It's a flow of chaos and it could work its way into any nook or cranny. So the big hope is that none of that carries over, but I am in a different location. I'm not on the main compound. So I do have some reprieve.
Wait,
chaos.
So you're not in the main comp. Where are you right now?
Just down the street. Remember, we've grown to such a large size that we can't even fit on the compound anymore.
So is it still owned by your father where you're staying, or are you renting?
This is a rental that we have that we rent to other people.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
and then your parents stay at the beach house?
Nope. They stay center of the compound.
They're
the beating heart of the,
who gets to stay at the beach house? Rob, they have a house that's like on the cliffs overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could slide in at any minute.
Any minute.
The slightest vibration could just shatter that cliff. So you don't want to stay there.
So it's a little bit of musical chairs. You know, you want to be there.
It really is.
When the music stops. Right. And if people missed the podcast last week, that they may not know what you're talking about, but Danny, you're with what, 55 family members currently?
I don't even bother to count, but it's up there. There are so many little kids. it blows my mind. Yesterday, I set up a giant floating obstacle course in this pond that's here. So like a multi-piece obstacle course, and just watch kids get hurt all day long. It's highly entertaining. It's like watching, we had our own wipeout right there in front of us. It was great.
My dad had us do one of those inflatable things for like one of the family get togethers, but it was at his shop. So it was like on asphalt. And the kids were like climbing on the outside of it. Like it's all netted in. And if you're in, it's fine. But they were climbing on the outside. I literally caught a kid from falling like 8 feet off the top of it to asphalt. I ran and caught him. I saw it happening. And my dad instinct kicked in. Wasn't even my kid. Caught him. Not thankful
at all.
They're
a hero.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, they don't know what repercussions would have happened had they face planted on the asphalt.
No, kids don't know. They do the craziest things. And you're just like, how? How are we still alive as a species?
It's because they trust us as their parents. Mm-hmm.
To take care of everything. Everything. At first.
Yeah. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Rob.
Yeah.
You still riding that high that is the Barbie movie?
Oh, the Barbie movie. Well, I had such a busy weekend. I saw the Barbie movie on Thursday, and then I was at Fall Out Boy on Friday.
Oh, yeah. That was the concert.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But I had a, you know, almost similar moment where there was a couple next to us at Fall Out Boy, and this woman decided she wanted to be on her boyfriend's shoulders to get a better view of Fall Out Boy. And ultimately, I don't think he fully accounted for, or they had been drinking also, the, you know, exactly like the weight that he would be carrying. And she was on his shoulders, and then she went forward and tipped over and luckily like managed to like catch herself in time to avoid like a, you know, instant death, I would think.
For him or for her?
For her, yeah.
Your kids would have grown up real fast.
Yes, yes. But then after that, then they reattempted. I'm like, what is wrong with you two?
Do you think he has permanent neck damage somewhere from having?
No, but I did hear her saying to him, like, you know, I really thank you for, you know, I understand it was your leg day and, you know, your legs are very sore.
No way. That's what she said.
Yeah, I heard her. I heard her.
She's making excuses for him.
I think so. I think so. Yeah, they were cute. But yeah, it was a wild time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did your boys love it?
They really did. They were very excited, especially my older son. He was very into it. It was definitely touch and go in the beginning, and I had definitely felt like, okay, this was a mistake.
Before the music?
Before the music. It was a lot of like, when is it going to start? And then, but once it came on, they were really pretty mesmerized.
So you should have, man, now I'm regretting. I wanted to take my kids to First Aid Kit, band that we listen to a lot in the house here, and they were playing locally, but I didn't want to be in general admission.
Yeah.
So I like kept trying to call the venue to get a private table, like set up and just be like, I'll just pay whatever. Give me the private table up in the corner in the bleachers. I don't want to be down in fighting and blocking for my kids and stuff. So didn't happen, but now it sounds like your kids had such an awesome time. I wish I would have tried
it. It was
harder.
Nice. And Nicole seemed to even be enjoying herself, which I was
all
very,
four of you at the same time enjoying yourself.
Well,
how often does that?
I just need everybody else to be enjoying themselves.
And then makes me enjoy like, yourself.
Okay, look, well,
it's not about you.
Yeah, it's not about me. So it was, you know, a nice time. And so it was a pretty good trip. Can't complain.
You've already bought tickets for Megadeth?
No, let's take it easy. I'm good for a concert for a while.
Tool?
Yes. All right. Well, let's talk about some things that are going on. And so we have been monitoring this situation very closely, but there is going to be a government hearing that's going to be going on. The Congress is going to be hearing from a whistleblower about that the government is hiding a lot of UFO stuff or unexplained anomalous phenomenon that is out there. And there's going to be a live streamed hearing coming up on Wednesday to get into this. It's called the Subcommittee Hearing on Unidentified anomalous phenomenon. And that's going to be starting at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. That's going to be 10 a.m. Eastern.
Toot toot. Next stop, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care anymore. Like,
we should care.
We should care.
But we can't care.
It's very, very exciting. And I would love to care about it. But all the teases with the aliens and all
it really is.
They're here and the like, it's so anticlimactic every time. You're thinking like, okay, we're going to get the thing. We're going to get the thing that we need to prove to us once and for all. And then you have like some guy who's just like, there was a Tic Tac flying around. It's aliens. And then they show you the footage. You're like, is it for sure aliens though? And the footage is grainy and everybody's,
The story has been the same for the last 50 years. The only thing that has changed has been the people who tell it. So now it's pilots, government officials, people in congressional hearings. But a lot of them are just repeating the same things that we've heard for so long that it doesn't tickle us the right way.
Well, Danny, this time around, maybe it's a little bit different because one of the people that's going to be speaking is David Charles Grush. And he says that the United States has intact and partially intact alien vehicles.
We've heard this. Other people have talked about material not from Earth that we have recovered from crash sites. Show me the material and show me what's so great about it. Your testimony, while interesting, doesn't do anything to like move me to the next level of belief.
Okay. Well, another person that's going to be testifying is Christopher Mellon with two L's. He's a former intelligence chief that he says that we are in possession of technology that did not originate on this earth.
Again, the people and their reputations, that's the thing that's changing. Tyson wants to go up and put his hand on some material that changes shape or turns invisible, right? That's what I want.
I want to go in and they're like, here's the Tic Tac pod. And you go in and they're like, this is the handprint scanner to even get the thing going. And you look at the handprint scanner and it's just like two gigantic
fingers,
appendage finger things with like this super deep and like all warty and like all this, like
that sounds pretty cool,
gnarled up. And you're like, holy crap, it's real. And then you're like, can I touch it? And they're like, yeah, watch what happens when you touch it. And you put your hand towards it and it morphs from that alien hand into a human hand, all like metal, like mercury shifting, like the Terminator coming back together after being destroyed. And you're like, oh my gosh. And it shapes the exact shape of your hand. And you put it in and it's just like, says something at you in like some crazy. Exactly. And you're like, is it starting? What did it say? Did it say it won't start? Cause I don't have my alien driver's license.
It turns on and it begins to hover and then it opens a door. I mean, the problem is we've heard this for so long and it's just is losing all power.
Yeah.
No,
we need to go to the next level of the relationship.
Tomorrow. Should we do a special episode if they come out and like reveal the alien ship? Should we be like making plans to record tomorrow?
I would gladly do that. If they reveal an actual ship, here it is, the material. And this is what makes it so special. We're going to do a step-by-step reveal of all of this awesome stuff we have. Yes, I would be willing to.
Okay.
Break away from the clan and turn this computer back on.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think there'll be enough talking points for us to fill. Like what?
No, they have to reveal it.
Yeah.
Oh, they have to reveal it.
Yeah.
Like they're pulling the curtain.
Yeah.
And there's a hovering Tic Tac just hovering there.
Yeah. You wouldn't do a live podcast to recap that, Tyson?
And they're like, we dragged this floating Tic Tac in with a leash because we don't know how to get inside it or what's in it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Alien Watch 2023. News AF.
I mean, we were all over the raid area 51 way back when, but it was that like 4 years ago, I think, right?
Yeah, I bet those guys are kicking themselves now that they know all this material sitting in there, probably not guarded at all.
They're like, we got to get the band back together. It's in there. We were right there. We were so close the whole time.
So close. They were the closest anyone's gotten to revealing the real truth.
Yep. So... All right, well, keep you posted. Be on the lookout Wednesday at starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, and you can watch that live to find out what's going on with the latest UFO subcommittee hearing. This is a very interesting article that I had read about how something, an interesting phenomenon is happening in China where there are parents who... you know, it's a tough job market right now for young people. And so there are parents who are paying their full-grown children, specifically teenagers, young adults, and they are paying them a salary to be their full-time kids.
I love this. I think it's healthier than, what is it, the Munchausen one where they purposely are making their kids sick to stay at home. This is healthier.
This is definitely better.
This is definitely better.
Apparently, on Chinese social media, the hashtags full-time daughter and full-time son have been trending, and people are, you know, very excited about this.
I mean, Danny's been a full-time son since pretty much he was born. Yeah, even still, the bulk of his income comes from him having to be a son.
Yeah, I'm a fully employed son. Mm-hmm. But what are they requiring from their children? Like, so, what's the difference?
Okay, so if you were a full-time son, your job would be to spend time with your parents and take them to the grocery store. If the parents want to go out, you make arrangements and then you accompany them.
Don't let my parents see this article. They're getting ripped off.
Yeah, they totally are.
I could be doing.
Yeah.
I thought that parents, this is what I always understood, as they get really old, they want nothing. They want less time around their kids.
No. As they get super old?
Yeah, because they want some time to themselves. No. I mean, they work so hard all those years to raise children.
Maybe
and have
the,
a job.
Some couple, the kids are a buffer. If the kids aren't there, that the couple has to talk to each other.
How old are the kids?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
In this article,
yeah, they seem like they're like late teenagers, early 20s.
So maybe they've branched out enough that the parents are, because I think there's a moment in time.
In this article is 24.
Okay. So there's a moment in time where the kid's gone away to school or is away from the house and they realize that it's quiet and it's lonely a little bit. And they're like, I lived with my grandma one summer and she loved it. She absolutely loved it. And I wasn't there very often, but when I was, it was the greatest time for her. And then I lived with my parents right after I came back from Europe. So I lived with my parents for like a year when I was like 30. And they also, no, I was like 20, yeah, 27, 28.
They loved it?
They loved it.
Yeah. Maybe you're the exception, Tyson.
Yeah, they loved it. No, I think there's a moment where they just like want that little extra like noise in the house. There's somebody there. They're around. It's somebody extra to say good morning to.
They don't like it so much they're going to pay for it. That's the thing. How many parents are there out there willing to pay for that noise and conversation?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been paying for it with like four different people, Danny, full time since you and Liz have been married.
I don't know. You'll have to ask us if this podcast is still going years from now. Mm-hmm. You can ask me what I would pay for a full-time child. Mm-hmm. Also, I hear a lot of people just, your child disappears when they're teenagers.
Yeah.
They're like, their friends become everything.
Yeah. And you want them back.
Who cares about the parents? And they kind of want them back. But I don't know. I'm not there yet. I'm just entering. I have the oldest child here at 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I haven't quite entered that yet.
So, both of the women that they spoke to in this article, both the full-time daughters that they spoke to, they both said that this is not their primary option. That they said that they have been very much affected by China's highly competitive society and the economy being sluggish. One of the women said, if my business had been very successful, I probably would not have become a full-time daughter. It's an involuntary decision, but it is an option.
If it's so competitive, the parents should be out there trying to find better kids.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, so upgrading their kids.
Cheaper kids.
Do you have to hire your own kids or can you get a different, better kid?
There might be other kids that are being like kidding for hire.
But adult children for hire.
The only thing is I think that you're only going to have that comfort level around your real kids. And there's an understanding. There's no, like, you don't have to create like the lines and the boundaries and stuff because they've existed for years. So I think, that's where it gets a little tricky. I mean, if you are so lonely that you're going to slowly poison your kid to illness to have them laying in bed so you can coddle them and take care of them, this is much healthier than
that. Yes. We frown upon that.
Yeah. We frown upon that. And this is definitely like, it's mutually agreed upon. And this
are there
is
contracts. Ironclad contracts.
Yeah. DePete in the chat says at 13, you're done parenting until they need bail money.
Mm-hmm. I tried to pay my kid to do just chores. He doesn't really seem to care because they already got a sweet deal.
Yeah.
I can imagine him thinking later in life that this would be a sweet deal either. Mm-hmm. To take me to the store. I can't even imagine my kid wanting to do that.
Yeah. That's why you pay them, dude.
I know. I'm trying to think what amount I would have to pay a child to have them think, okay, cool. Take them out to dinner and help them buy groceries.
Let's say you're 65. So Danny, you're 65 years old. All your kids are out of the house. They remember all the adventures you went on and despise you for leaving them so many times. So they don't really want to talk to you that much.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's yep. There. I can see the money's coming in.
Liz, you and Liz have talked about everything you've ever wanted to talk about 20 years ago. So you basically exist in silence in your home. And, you also, are injured from falling, off of a rock or something.
Oh,
and so you can't do your adventures. You're hobbling around.
All right.
And, you call Beck and you're like, hey buddy, you want to take your old man to the store? I'll even take you to lunch at Olive Garden, wherever you want to go. Probably Olive Garden. Cause kids love that place.
They do.
And Beck is like, I actually am going to hang out with my friend's dad. The play is to pay him. I'll pay you to spend all day with me, son. I will pay you. That's it. Oh, Danny, you're mute.
Danny's on mute.
He was probably to hide his crying.
I've got a short in my wire, but yeah, I can see why some parents would pay with that, but I don't think you understand me quite, Tyson. I don't think I'll be paying. I'm just saying, check in 20 years, but.
No, because that's what you want me to do. You're so lonely. You're
I want you to check in 20 years.
20 years from today, Tyson said he'd check in, and this is all now you're holding on to? No, I will not check
what
in
day
unless
is
you
it?
Pay me.
Is, it, is it July 25th, 2043 yet?
And obviously that's a hypothetical, but I think there are situations where that makes sense. My parents, my dad still likes to go to work and is gone a lot of the day. And my mom would probably love to hang out with, one of her kids.
Yeah. I think my kids will be like, I'll hang out with mom for free, but if dad's going to be there, he's got to pay.
Yeah. And they also negotiate their rate with mom also.
Yeah.
So mom determines what they have to pay to have dad there. Mom determines what she's paying to make sure that Danny also gets to be there.
Yeah. She's the good cop in this scenario. Yeah.
So she's that's how I see it.
Unfolding. Driving a hard bargain. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Well, start saving your money, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, I already have a bank account entitled Child Time.
Full-time son, full-time daughter. Yeah.
Adult Child Time. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. What a future.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about something else that young people are dealing with. So there is a name for people who are chronically late. They are people who are suffering from a condition called time blindness.
I was going to say selfishness. But
no.
Go ahead.
No, time blindness is a thing. And so young people are trying to get their employers to recognize that time blindness is a thing.
This article had a great quote from someone who just chimed in on Reddit or Twitter, wherever this argument started. And he said, time blindness is great when it goes for you, but if it's the employer saying he has time blindness to pay you or any other service mm-hmm. where you expect to be treated on time, it's not so great that time blindness exists.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. It's very one-sided. I want to be able to suffer from time blindness, mm-hmm. but heaven forbid anyone who's providing
I don't understand time blindness.
Yeah. Well, okay. So in the article, they're talking about something that often this can be associated with people who are dealing with ADHD, but it's not exclusive to ADHD. Basically it's the idea that you can get caught up in something and get in the zone, Tyson, and then you aren't able to like recognize the time.
Yeah, that happens to everyone. Mm-hmm. I have that happen to me, but I break away. I mean, we all get into the flow working on something or looking for something, but the person who's on time says, no, I recognize what's happening and I need to go right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My wife's family suffers from this, some of them. My mother-in-law specifically. There was one time we hadn't seen Rachel's mom for a while, mm-hmm. and I had the kids at a park close to their house. And I messaged my mother-in-law. I was like, hey, I know you haven't seen the kids for a couple months. We're at the park, like pretty close to your house. If you want to come say hi, this is like October. And she's like, she messages back and said, oh, I would, but I'm decorating the Christmas tree right now. And I was like, oh no. Yeah. No, Christmas tree's over, family every single time.
Yeah. That's
every single time. And yeah. She was immediately there, 'cause I guilted her into like seeing her grandkids in that moment when she wanted to decorate her tree in like October. But that is very
how's difficult. That's not time blindness.
Yes, it is too. That's not time blindness. What is that?
I think that's just priorities.
Oh, okay. That is priorities. Okay. Time blindness would be like planning to be there and then not be there.
Like the story in this article is she went to her employer or mm-hmm. hopefully her future employer and said, look, I'm going to be late because I suffer from time blindness. It's a condition where I get caught up in things and I can't be reliable.
Yeah. Here's right? a doctor's note.
Yeah, and this is what I was thinking when I read this.
Okay.
There is a certain percentage of the population that will always be late. And there's a condition, I don't know, but let's not give it a name because then other people will adopt it who don't have that condition.
Mm-hmm. I know what the condition is called inconsiderateness.
I totally agree. I get, this is going to lead to many, many arguments
because
whenever people are late or run things late, so also people who run meetings long,
yeah,
I think these are the most selfish people because in their world, only their time matters.
Yes.
Right? Nobody else in this arrangement here, none of their time matter. It's just them.
Yes.
And I think they're the worst people.
It's very selfish. Selfishness or inconsiderateness.
At the same time, I can recognize that there are people out there who just can't seem to get a grasp on what it takes to be on time or to end things on time.
If it's somebody who is every time late and they just plan to be late because they're the late person, then they're always 10, 15, 20 minutes late. That's very, very selfish.
There's
something where these people are just losing control of managing their time because they have their brain is wired differently, that's forgivable. As long as you're trying to manage it, and there's a difference. And
it goes back to Tyson's favorite thing. We need to keep societal shame in place to keep people trying to be on time. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So the minute we give them a medical excuse, a lot of people, you can't criticize this because look, it's written in a medical journal somewhere. It's important that we maintain the shame. That's a great slogan.
Mm-hmm. Maintain the shame
because some things we can't enforce by law. We can only enforce by shame. And I feel like being on time is one of those things that we have to maintain.
Now, does this count for live podcasts?
To be late?
Like if we say like the podcast is going to be on like at 9:15 and then it doesn't start till like 9:25.
Well, we're on at 9:15.
Yeah.
We're setting up, we're making sure we're going to create the best product we can for our listeners. Mm-hmm. And so, from here on moving forward, if we say 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or whatever, give us 10 to 20 mm-hmm. minutes of prep.
Give us some grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. And that's why I said it's not, look, people are going to be late. It just happens. But what I'm trying to tell people is that we need to maintain the shame so that at least all of us are somewhat embarrassed when we are late and we mm-hmm. make an effort to be on time.
Yeah, you
that's
can't.
That's all I'm saying.
That's literally one of the only things that distinguishes us from the apes. Is that we
punctuality.
Have punctuality. Like, and if we don't time. Have punctuality and we don't tell time, then we're no better than them.
Yeah. I went to the zoo to show the monkeys a video and they had promised to be there at 9. Dude, they weren't even there when the video started. They didn't show up till 9:30 to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
all right. So Danny, # maintain the shame, get it trending.
Shame. Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Let's talk about, we know we always like to stay on top of all of the different burger trends. And so this one is out of Thailand and it's called the Real Meat Burger.
Yeah, but what kind of meat? Cat meat?
Yeah, what kind of meat was being used before?
Yeah.
By using the word real meat.
It really throws you off, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, hold up, I had a burger here last week.
Yeah.
What was that?
Okay, so they've got the real meat burger. This is okay. I just want to make sure that I have this this straight. Okay,
don't mess this up.
So they have a version of the real meat burger that is 100 patties.
Wait. It's 100 patties stacked on top of each other.
Yes.
And how can you eat that?
Yeah.
Are they super thin? Like, is it enough that I could get a?
All right. So the real meat burger, it has nothing else. Okay. It's just a bun and patties. No pickles, no onions. It's a real meat
Danny's
burger.
Danny's on this keto thing. So this is perfect for him.
I just throw the bun away.
All meat all the time.
Yep. Yeah. And then you can add extra patties to the real meat burger.
To the 100 patties?
Up to 100 patties, I guess, which would then cost you $292.
Oh, I see. I see what's going on here.
Yeah, so you can have a real meat burger, which is probably three patties. It's two patties as the bun and one patty as the meat. Or you can go up to 100.
So I do think there is a bun, Tyson. It's a bun... So here, take a look. Here's an image of a man who is has a real meat burger of 100 Gross. Patties.
But why?
He's going to eat it.
No, he's
Dude,
not.
Dude, to be able to grip that much meat and have it just there.
That's he's not eating that.
Look how happy he is.
You can't eat that.
He's eating one of those.
I can eat two.
What if you just ordered in, Danny, at the compound, one real meat burger?
Oh, we could eat these.
Yeah, split that around. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fine.
That's okay.
Fine. Yeah.
That's just gross.
Yeah, and wasteful.
Yeah?
Yeah, unless you went out and just started handing out patties to people, which I would never take a hot meat patty from a stranger. That's a rule I have.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Like, never accept hot meat from a stranger.
Ever.
It's one of my rules. Ever.
Not even at the drive-thru window?
That's a professional. Okay. A paid professional. So yes, you can accept hot meat from a paid professional.
So this man that did this, he is a blogger.
Of course. There it is.
He's a food blogger.
Okay, cancel this story. We don't need to give this guy any more airtime. This is a joke.
Okay.
This blogger is just trying for his 15 minutes, and we gave it to him.
He found the loophole. He's like, we only do two patties, but what if I paid for 100? I could get you. You guys could be famous. You'll be on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you say blogger?
He's a blogger. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's in Thailand.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? What was that?
It's easier to be a blogger in Thailand.
I don't know, but you made it that you made it sound like a blogger is passé here in the United States, but maybe it's still happening Thailand.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That it's possible. Blogging now, holy smokes, 2007. Mm-hmm. That's old school.
Yep. Also, Burger King had recently announced the Real Cheeseburger, which was just a million slices of cheese.
What? They're so lazy over there, creatively. Yeah,
20 slices of American cheese on a hamburger bun for the Real Cheeseburger.
Ever since they fired the king.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet I know what the pickle burger is made of.
Yeah.
Just a stack of pickles.
Tyson, that could be your big thing of if you go get the new Burger King all pickle burger. I mean,
just only pickles, no meat.
The face of pickleball.
Yeah. Maybe I will order that at Subway one day. I'll have the turkey club. What do you want on it? No turkey, just pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Burger King also allegedly was coming out with a Barbie burger. But again, I don't know if you can get these in stores. This is in Burger King, Brazil. They have a Barbie burger with a smoky pink sauce, which some people are comparing to Pepto-Bismol.
Like in flavor or in...
Yeah. I don't know if it tastes... I don't think it tastes like Pepto-Bismol.
That would be great to build in those digestive relief things into your food.
Yeah, it's smoky. Yeah. So
Barbie burger.
Yeah. So this was in Brazil. They have the Burger King pink burger.
Why don't we have? I've asked this a million times.
And where is the Oppenburger?
What would that be? The atomic burger?
Yeah.
It's... It's like smoking.
Well done.
Well, yeah, burnt to a crisp. It's ash. It's just reduced to carbon.
Listen, it is insane the marketing that went into the Barbie movie.
Oh my gosh, it was everywhere.
Everywhere.
It
was crazy.
As huge opening.
Yeah.
The mission only accomplished. Movie that existed this
year. So wait.
Yeah.
The Barbenheimer burger is a pink raw patty for the Barbie movie. And a well done patty for the other on top of each other. Yeah. The Barbenheimer.
Wow.
Only at Burger King.
What country would serve it? Yeah, there you go. Burger King, South Korea, Japan.
Okay.
Yeah. Japan's usually a pretty early adopter on a lot of these things.
Yeah, Japan.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, over in Argentina, they're not worried about any burger issues because they've got thousands of penis fish washing up on their beaches. Delicious. We have talked for some time about the penis fish, aka the Eurekis unicinictus.
Yep. Yeah, that's the scientific name.
That was perfect.
Yes,
that was
thank perfect. You. Nailed it.
You want to show us pictures again? Because it's been a while since our listeners got to see one of these guys.
I'll try it. I just hope that we don't get our channel banned.
These were made for hot dog buns. So you just go down the beach, couple hot dog buns.
Here we go. Here are these fish. Again, this is a Yahoo News article. Baffling scenes as thousands of penis fish wash up on the beach. Okay, this is what they look like.
They just look like worms.
Yeah. How did they get that name?
Some pervs. Someone with
with a misshapen peen was like, that looks just like mine.
Can you imagine the first person, though, to stumble on a beach filled with those and be like, oh my God, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Some of these look more like a finger. Like that one right in the middle of the picture I'm looking at looks just more like a weird finger, alien finger. Kind of like Tyson's alien hand, five of these to open up the alien door.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. This, it would really be insane. Like, it's like seeing a solar eclipse for the very first time in history, like in the 1500s, and not knowing how or what happened. It would be like, okay, going to the beach, and you go and you're like, there has been a massacre. There's been a massacre here. This is insane.
And who is you're just starting like, all these peens?
Immediately, you just start sprinting, and you're just like, you don't know who or why or trusted. What, but so you just have to live in seclusion on the run the rest of your life so that you don't get penis fished.
Oh my God.
The it's kind of like that story we read about in Siberia, the hands just washing up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's going through people's heads the first time this
happened. I do have to say the picture of the shoreline is not as impressive as you would think.
Like well, Dan, like if you're going to send a picture of one of these, you got to do it close up. That's like rule number one, to send the picture of the peen fish.
Does it show any of these fish next to something we would like a hand like or a, for size
like
comparison?
A Coke can? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How big are they?
They're actually rather lengthy, that they are up to about 10 inches in length.
Whoa, those are monster, but little girth. Mm-hmm. Not much girth. So maybe I think personally they look more worm-like.
More worm-like. Yeah. They are great bait for fishing for sea bass, allegedly.
Wow.
So
yeah, sea bass love.
Yeah, the fishermen came running.
Fishermen were like, you know what? Sea bass actually love this shape. We know.
Yeah. I'm just going to take some of these home for sea bass. That's why I'm taking them home.
We know. Mm-hmm. We know that sea bass love the shape of these penis fish.
If it really looked like a dong, it would be hard to run a hook through one of these as a male, you know, like on a ship to fish for sea bass.
You would disassociate.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It might be like that thing they do where they give you a fake arm. And
yeah, and you feel it. Yeah, you feel exactly. It when you piercing the...
Like, every time. Mm-hmm. I honestly think these look more like worms or like a man who maybe suffered from an industrial accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's going on when you are walking the beach. You're like, oh my gosh, all the accidents.
Yeah. So the other name that for these are called the fat innkeeper worm.
I like that name. Mm-hmm.
Fat innkeeper. Fat innkeeper worm.
Yeah. That makes more sense. It looks like a fat innkeeper more than it looks like a peen. Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, it's also considered a delicacy in many countries also.
Oh yeah. Put that on a burger, Thailand.
Yep. And they also can live for up to 25 years.
Oh, you could use a pet as a pet. Could you have like a whole aquarium filled with penis fish?
Sure. They also exude a mucus net that they use to capture plankton bacteria and detritus.
Learning so much about a sea creature I didn't care about 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to one more story before we go to Danny's bolt hole. This is the story of... Now, Danny, I know that losing your phone on one of your many adventures, that would be like a major deal, right?
Yeah.
So that's exactly what happened to somebody who was skiing at the Snowy Mountains, okay? And this is... he lost his phone and it was recovered. And on this phone was a list of this person's goals for the upcoming couple of months.
Good to have goals.
Good. Okay.
By the way,
All right.
So I appreciate that.
This person had 8 goals. Okay. Goal number one, get jacked and be 87 kilograms.
Huh? Good goal.
Let me see how heavy 87 kilograms is.
Yeah, what's the conversion on that?
I don't need to even do that conversion because get jacked says it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 191.
Okay.
So maybe he's small.
We don't know how tall he is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And this phone was found in Australia, New South Wales.
They're usually pretty big guys over there in, New Zealand. I was going to say Australia. No.
I thought it was Australia, Rob.
In Australia. Yeah, he said Australia.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
In Australia, they're pretty big over there. So I'm guessing he's probably 6'8". So 190 pounds at 6'8" is still very wiry.
Okay. Number two goal, quit all nicotine. That's admirable. Goal.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good goal.
Goal number three, have $25,000 in bank account.
Probably not the best goal to just have that in a savings, getting eaten up by inflation, but okay, still.
Okay, number four, have motorbike.
Dangerous. All those gains are going to be for naught if he crashes that motorbike.
But also the gains will help protect him in an incident.
All that meat, a meat barrier between him and the hot pavement.
And just being in shape too will also help recovery there. But like with the 20, this is where it's like the 25K in savings can get you a motorbike. But then, so if it comes down to one or the other, which one are you prioritizing? Mm.
No, he wants it all, Tyson.
Wants it all. Okay. I don't know if these are in order of preference. Okay. Number five is get better at fighting. He probably gets his ass beat a lot. That's why he needs to get jacked.
This tells us a lot about this individual. He is doing all of this out of spite for someone who has picked on him or bullied him or beat him up, maybe a brother, maybe someone at school is bugging him. But like all of this now is all making sense.
He wants to see number five be work on conflict resolution rather than get better at fighting. You know, try to go the opposite way. No one wants to fight. Or no one should want to fight, I would think.
And Docs in the chat says, is his account at zero to build up to 25K or is it at 2 million and he's trying to burn through 1.9?
Let's just assume that this is a guy starting at zero because that makes the story more interesting.
Okay. All right. Does it? Because I think it's way more interesting if his account's at like 100 million.
Yeah,
that he's trying to get down. But 25,000 is such an arbitrary number. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Number six is get good marks at uni. Okay.
Yeah, I like
that's admirable. Number seven, though, is
To spite who? Who is he spiting and getting these good marks? I feel like
dad, probably. Yeah,
okay.
Not a full-time son anymore. Okay. Number seven is have 3 girls on roster.
What roster? Like team roster?
No, I think we know the roster is dating roster, and that's a lot to manage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that.
Well, maybe he has 5 right now, Tyson.
Yeah, that's true. We keep assuming and he's coming from zero.
he wants to simplify. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This last one's powerful.
Yeah. Number eight, don't get haircut for 3 months.
That takes a lot of restraint.
Yeah.
I've never gotten a haircut within 3 months
because
of
addicted to haircuts. This man suffers from nicotine and haircut addiction.
Okay.
He has haircut blindness. Okay.
Okay.
He doesn't know how long it's been since he got his last haircut.
Okay.
By the way, embarrassing list of goals is the title of this article. But in all honesty, it seems like those goals are pretty good for a college age individual, unless he's an older person who's returning to college, in which case it is slightly more embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Not bad goals.
Yeah. So, all right. That's somewhere out there. Somebody's goal list is floating around.
Goal number 9, find my old phone. Which, by the way, looking at the story in the picture, this could be a total lie of a story.
You think so? Who would make this up? It's not that interesting. Like,
Well, that's the thing. It's a picture of a rather mundane looking list on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole story. We don't, is there any backstory in where he found it, how he got it unlocked? Who isn't locking their phone? Like, goal number zero, keep my phone locked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how is this?
Maybe that was the lock screen.
Oh, okay. The now that makes it more embarrassing.
So if he's found unconscious somewhere, the first responders can pick up his phone and be like, oh, here's his 8 goals.
Yeah. You this never was know the who's wallpaper. Yeah. The yeah. goal list was the screenshot of the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Danny, do you know about the bolt hole?
I have heard. It's one of my goals to perform perfectly in the bolt hole.
All right. Well, let's go to Danny for the bolt hole.
Okay.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Okay.
For my bolt hole, I have an update.
Mm-hmm.
About the story we talked about last week.
Yes.
They Which think one? That woman lied about the meteorite hitting her.
Oh.
So I mean, what can I say? I passed on bad info.
No, she lied.
She lied. She to lied.
What can I do to protect myself from people like her?
Even the credible news sources pick it up because she lied.
It was the BBC. Yeah, so she lied, or at least there's a feeling that she lied. I don't know how you... Why can't we get a scientist to just take that piece of rock, right? She took it to a construction worker, and then she claimed she took it to someone else after that. But why can't this be easily verified? Is space rock too difficult to verify?
Hmm.
Does it look too much like normal Earth rock?
Well, you could even get a space rock and then claim that it hit you, Danny. Like, that's... There's so many lies that could happen, like... Somebody
Where was that
gave
insight
me,
last week?
Somebody gave me a piece of meteorite and I could easily just like smash a hole in my house and then be like, this thing hit me on the shoulder. And then all of a sudden it's making international news.
Well, you just ruined that potential story in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So I was a little disappointed. So many lies ruin a lot of good stories.
Yeah.
But
the best stories are the fake ones.
Yeah, maybe fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think fiction is better than nonfiction?
Usually.
Yeah. Fact. Because but that's what makes a true story that's completely just out of this world so great, because they're rare.
Yeah.
As rare as being hit by a meteorite.
Well, that's why this testimony about the UFOs tomorrow is going to really turn some heads, because it's going to be true and it's going to be better than fiction.
And they need to bring in this woman and have her testify, you know, in front of Congress, whether or not she was really hit by a space rock, just to get to the bottom of that while you're doing everything else.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to clarify, I don't have the best internet out here, so that's got to be my bolt hole.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Stay frosty when you're reading that news.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
examine
that's the
all
thing
the angles.
Is this damaging the alien story at all by her fabricating this story, or it has no bearing on it whatsoever?
In the alien world of alien stories, there's been so many that have been fabricated. I read one just 2 days ago about the guy who's had so many visitations, like hundreds, with these green orbs that now he can summon them at will. And my thought was, really?
Then
do it and summon it in front of a team of, you know, accredited researchers. It's like, I'm sick and tired of people talking about their experiences with aliens. I want to see hard proof. I want to see that probe entering your body.
Wow.
On like live stream, YouTube live. So I don't want to hear about it after the fact with a bunch of fuzzy pictures or video. We live in a world of 4K and good ISO. So let's get some good quality video and just get to the next level. Of UFO
and
stuff.
And it's going to come out and then Dan's going to say deep fake, not real.
I know that's a problem, right? Is that AI, deep fake, CGI, it's eventually going to be able to produce any reality that I want to believe
in. Okay. Yeah.
That's, so we got to get to it now or else everything will be blamed on AI and CGI, and there'll be no way of ever distinguishing the truth in anything whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever again.
Especially when we're all plugged into Apple Glass or whatever it's going to be called, Apple goggles.
Yeah.
And we don't even know when we have them on or when they're off.
Oh my gosh. Right. Yeah. So we're going to be running this podcast in like 3 weeks go by and be like, Danny must have be time blind. And then I'm like, I'm going to go to his house, and I go to his house and he's just like sitting in a pile of his goggles own excrement. Just like, and I peel the goggles back. I'm like, Danny. And you're like,
Apple Vision.
You're like, I was just talking to you, Tyson. I was like, were you? Because I haven't seen you in months.
My eyes are black to black.
Yeah. And you're like, just like a pile of like skin and bones. And I was like, what have you been eating? You're like, all my favorite foods.
I've been going to my favorite restaurants. My bank account never
all over the world.
Down.
Yeah. All over the world. And I'm just like, dude, you got plugged.
I've been on so many adventures.
So many adventures. Like, the only adventure it looks like you've been on is building a mountain of poop.
Feces. Tyson, you were there on so many of my adventures. I should have known something was wrong.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So just be careful.
Be careful. All right.
Definitely. Make sure that you always have a spotter before you go in.
A VR spotter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Danny, anything exciting coming up this week?
No, just going to be out there making sure kids aren't getting too hurt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's not a great hospital nearby, so you don't want your kid to get hurt here, because I'm guessing it's at least an hour drive.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. I just remembered I meant to watch Mount Kilimanjaro video, but now I have it queued up. I'm going to put it on my playlist.
Oh, yeah. 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 Watch that. I put that out. I was a little nervous to put it out because sometimes I have a real negative attitude. Only sometimes. Oh. Most of the time I'm a glowing orb of optimism.
Yeah.
But I could tell in Kilimanjaro, I spent a lot of time like, man, this is just upset with the situation. Not the mountain, just the situation. So I put in at the very end.
Bloopers?
The tip. No. Oh. The tip ceremony. As much for you guys as for anything else. But the way I go about it, I just thought people are going to look at this and think this guy is such a jerk. But I was okay with that because I told you guys I'd put it in. And so I did it. Mm-hmm. I don't have editing blindness. Mm-hmm. I tell people it's going in, it's going in. So that part's in there at the very end for you two.
Oh, okay. Basically, well, then we have to watch it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, just skip to the end.
Will do. Can't wait to see it. All right. Danny Bryson, everybody. Tyson, what's coming up for you?
I will be going to Utah this weekend to try and just escape the heat before my kids start school next week.
Yeah, it'll be 100 degrees. It'll be nice.
No, I'm going to be up at middle of Wolf Creek Ranch at like 9,000 feet.
Yeah.
So it'll feel great. Going to probably take my kids fishing. They keep talking about wanting to go fishing. They've never tried fishing, and I've never had any desire to try fishing with them. So might try and do that. And then my kids have all their back to school stuff next week, and they are in school next week.
Wow. Me too.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids go back next week as well. So yeah, it'll be a real party over here. Honestly, yeah, I like it better when they go to camp because it's the day is longer and it starts later. But yeah, back to school next week.
What about you, Rob?
Just podcasting away, getting ready. Big Brother kicks off next week. So be on the lookout for all of that. And then also we've got, Claim to Fame, Tough as Nails, everything going on over on robhasawebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week when it will be my anniversary. Be sure to join us then. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.